Chapter 27. You've lost Leia and the rest of them, and R2 has lost you. You pad through the white, shimmering corridors. You let your friends slide from your mind. Vader is near. He's the one you must focus on now. You come to an elevating pad, set back in a recessed alcove. There is a button on the wall. You step onto the pad and push the button. You are being drawn forward. You are not choosing anymore. You are not in control. The pad is rising now, bringing you into a new room. A room unlike the sterilized white corridors of the rest of the mining complex. The black walls are barely lit, and where they are, it is with winking red lights, while a violet glow suffuses the floor. Cold mist drifts across the cavernous space. But there is something colder here than the mist. You hear breathing. Deep, rhythmic, metallic. You look up. There is a dark flight of stairs. At its head stands a great shadow. With a helmet shimmering in the red and violet industrial dusk, and a black cape swaying gently by the shadow's feet. It is Vader, as you knew it would be. His voice is as soft as a lullaby, as sudden as a sword.
You are not a Jedi.
It is not what you expected him to say. You don't know what you expected, but not that. He sounds almost disappointed in you. He is still speaking.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. But you are not a Jedi. Not yet.
You resist the urge to respond, to tell him what you've done and what you intend to do. Instead, you simply ignite your lightsaber. It glows blue in the darkness.
I have not seen that blade in a long time.
You grip it more tightly. It was my father's, he says.
I remember.
And then he ignites his, an infernal red. You walk toward one another, you up the stairs, him down. Your mind drifts to the cave on Dagobah. There, fear defeated you. That will not happen again. You think of balancing on your hands, with Yoda sitting on your feet. You think of running through the forest, knowing the good wood from the bad, the strong vines from the weak. You think of leading a raging Elephoth back to her child. In those times, you were strong, despite your fatigue, despite the pain, despite your fear. You take a deep breath and return to that place. You are but a sword's length away from the greatest weapon in the galaxy, and yet you will not be afraid. You sweep your blade forward. Vader repels the blow without effort. You thrust again. He parries your sword away, steps down the stairs into the side, and sends a searing swipe at your head. But you knew he would. You saw it, a fraction of a second before it happened. You duck, and Vader's blade cuts an electrical wire, burying you in a cascade of sparks. You slide out of his reach.
You have learned much, young one.
You lunge at him again and again. He falls back, parrying both blows, but not quite so effortlessly this time. You'll find I'm full of surprises, you say. Just as you do, Vader swings his blade. You move to the side, above him on the stairs. He is slower than you expected. And Vader punches your sword hand with his fist. Your lightsaber hurtles through the air and clatters to the bottom of the staircase, far out of reach. You turn back to Vader. Fear has returned to your chest. Behind his mask, you can sense him almost smiling. He steps forward. And then you are flipping backward through the air. You land on your feet, reach out, and can sense that your lightsaber is lying some 10 meters away. But what is 10 meters? Just the Force in different form. Vader charges down the stairs. You call to your lightsaber. and it flies to your hand. It merely needed to trade places with the part of the Force that you were holding, the part that looked like empty air. Vader is upon you. You duck and roll and rise to your feet, facing him, sword ignited and ready. Vader speaks.
Your destiny lies with me, Skywalker. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
No! You shout, a little louder than you intended. Why did you shout? Suddenly, Vader lunges at you. You step back, and there is no floor beneath you. You are falling. You hit the ground. He distracted you, confused you. You felt fear and not the space behind you.
All too easy,
Vader murmurs. He is adjusting knobs on an interface above, and suddenly it is cold. Very, very cold.
Perhaps you're not as strong as the Emperor thought.
Then you are flying upward. Yes, flying. You never knew you could. But you can. You are. Freezing carbon gas is filling the pit, but you are above it now, perched on a pipe attached to the ceiling. Vader looks down, and then up at you.
Impressive,
he says. Is there a smile in his voice? You drop to a platform opposite Vader and raise your lightsaber. Vader raises his to meet it.
Obi-Wan has taught you well. You have controlled your fear. Now, release your anger.
And you feel it. Anger coursing through you. Anger at this man. This Sith who killed your father. Who killed your master. Who taunts you one moment and praises you the next as if he were...
Yes,
Vader calls to you.
Only your hatred can destroy me.
You swing at him with all your might. He blocks, stepping back. You swing again and again, knocking him backward. You are trying to control your anger, but you are not succeeding. It is controlling you. Vader is blocking and blocking, but your attack is furious, relentless, blinding. He steps back and falls. You stare. He has disappeared into the gloom. The room has holes in it, it turns out. Holes that disappear into a great black mess of pipes. They must lead, you figure, to the central reactor of the mining colony. You switch off your lightsaber, hook it to your belt, and take a long, slow breath. Then, you follow Vader into the darkness. You are walking through a tunnel. You see nothing, but you can feel the shape of the space, the Force, taking the form of a tube, you walking through it. Vader is not here. You press on. You emerge into a cluttered, dark corridor. Large windows giving out onto the central reactor core shed a very dim light. You reach out with your senses. Vader is here, but he is avoiding you, muddying the Force around you. A pang of fear slaps your heart. He is stronger than you are. And that's when it hits you, like a barn being thrown by a sandstorm, right into your body. You fall, then rise again, throbbing with pain. A giant piece of machinery has clattered to the floor beside you. You turn to look where it came from, and another crashes into your head. You are on your knees. You raise your lightsaber to protect yourself, but the metal objects are coming too fast. Vader is detaching them from walls, lifting them from the floor, and hurling them at you. You can't see them. You can't sense them. Vader has muddied the Force too much. You are bleeding. You are reeling. You are losing. And that's when the biggest one hits you, and you are flying through one of the large windows, glass shattering around you like rain in a storm. Into the reactor shaft. There is nothing below you. Nothing for half a kilometer or more. Time has slowed, which is not necessarily good, because it is merely giving you time to realize that you are falling to your death. Vader has killed you. And then, as you fall, you realize that there is a gantry platform, a long, thin steel catwalk, very near you. You inhale a long, silvery breath. You reach out. You are falling, but your hand touches steel. You grab the steel. Your body snaps like a fish at the end of a line, but your hand is still gripping the steel. Below you, the reactor core descends into oblivion. Wind is whipping at your face. You smell your own sweat, and your legs are swinging over the abyss. You kick at the air, but cannot raise yourself to the platform. Fear is overpowering you now. You look down and back up. Vader has appeared at the end of the gantry. Towering, enormous, dark. He is walking toward you. His steps echo like the ticking of an enormous clock. You manage to pull yourself up onto the gantry. You climb to your feet, which takes no less effort than climbing a mountain. You ignite your sword. One last stand, you tell yourself. You can beat him. You try to feel calm, but you are merely trying, so you do not feel calm. Not at all. Maybe you should listen to Vader. Maybe you should let your anger out. Give in to it. Oh, but you can't even do that. All you feel is fear. His footsteps on the metal are an enormous clock that is ticking down the seconds to the end of the world. He strides towards you. Dark, steady, familiar. Without warning, you leap at him, your feet leaving the ground entirely, your lightsaber leading like a lance. He parries. You land on your feet and instantly thrust. You smell flesh being burnt. Gas is hissing somewhere. You stare. Vader stops and looks down. You have hit him on the right arm. You have wounded him. You feel surprised, triumphant. You are a great warrior. You have done the impossible. You have wounded Darth Vader. You are a Jedi. You have become a Jedi. Ah! His sword blazes through the air and cuts your right hand from your arm. The pain is blinding, but it is instantly eclipsed by your fear. For as you watch the most surreal sight you have ever seen, your own hand tumbling away from you into the reactor core, you see tumbling with it your lightsaber. And now the pain and the fear are one, and they are greater than you, much greater. You scramble away from Vader toward the opposite end of the platform. His voice is calm, knowing.
There is no escape, Luke.
Frantically, you scramble farther away. Suddenly, your legs slip off the thin, cross-hatched metal of the gantry. Your stomach hits the platform, knocking the wind from you. You cannot breathe. You are dangling over the abyss again. The wind is rushing by you, pulling you down. You are trying to breathe. Vader steadily, slowly advances.
It is useless to resist.
Your one hand is coated with sweat. It is slick. The steel rod is slipping from your grip. Your other arm, sealed with black, burnt flesh, waves out over nothingness. Your breath has returned. It is like little silverfish darting away from a shark.
Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan did.
Vader's black helm shimmers in the dim light of the reactor core. His cape sways softly, like silk, with each step he takes.
Do not believe the Jedi lies. There is no life after death. There is only death.
Behind his mask, he is smiling. He must be. You are tired. So tired. Vader is no more than a meter away. You try to inch farther from him, but there is nowhere to go. The reactor core yawns below you. Suddenly, Vader's voice sounds softer.
Don't make me destroy you, Luke. You don't understand your importance. You have only begun to realize your power.
Your hand is slipping. Fear has taken complete possession of you. There is nothing left inside you but fear.
If only you knew the power of the dark side,
Vader says. And looking up at his black mask, his shining eyes, you believe him. He has defeated you. Utterly. Where is Ben, you think? Why is no one helping me?
Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this horrible war. We can bring order to the galaxy.
With one last gasp of strength, you shout, I'll never join you! But your voice sounds weak in your ears, like a petulant child's.
Join me, Luke Skywalker.
You are trying not to listen to him. Where is Ben? Why is no one on your side?
Obi-Wan never told you what became of your father.
Your father? Where is he? Rage rises in your chest. Ben told me enough, you scream. He told me you killed him! And then, there is a sudden silence in the chamber, and you feel something. Something you have felt before. You try not to, but there it is. You attempt to hide from it. You don't want to know. But Vader will not let you hide.
No,
says Vader. He will tell you.
I am your father.
Silence. No, you say. And then you scream it. No! That's not true! It's not! But you're not arguing with Vader. You are arguing with yourself.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Panic is taking over. You cannot see. You cannot feel the Force. You are screaming.
Luke, you can destroy the Emperor. He has in fact foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
You fall quiet. You open your eyes. Vader has reached out his hand to you.
Come with me. It is the only way.
And suddenly, you are calm. As if a great wave had towered over you and broken, and you were tossed within it. But it is calmed, been pulled out to sea, and you are left standing on the sand. You want to be with your father. More than anything in the universe, this is what you want. It's what you've always wanted. But Vader is not your father. Not anymore. You let go of the platform and fall into the abyss. Leia, Lando, R2-D2, and Chewbacca, with C-3PO still fastened to his back, emerge onto the landing platform. The Millennium Falcon awaits, framed by the lurid, candy-colored sky. Sweet gases perfume the air.
She should be ready to go,
Lando says, gazing at his old ship. Suddenly, blaster fire erupts behind them. Go! He shouts.
I'll cover you.
But Leia has already crouched beside him, and together they return the stormtroopers' fire with a ferocious volley of their own. Chewie sprints for the ship, activates the gangway, and then runs up it. C-3PO still buckled to his big, hairy back.
Ow!
C-3PO shouts, his head slamming into the doorframe.
Ow again! Bend down, you oversized toupee!
Chewie bends over, gets inside, and makes his way into the cockpit, with R2 following close behind. Leia and Lando let loose one more fiery round, pinning the stormtroopers back behind the platform doors.
Come on!
Leia shouts. They disappear up the gangway, and before the stormtroopers can get off another shot, the Falcon is skybound. You fall, and fall, and fall. Then you hit the wall of the reactor core. A garbage chute opens, meant to keep the core clear of detritus.
You are sucked in. Barely conscious, you slide through a long chute. Then the chute drops away. You are falling again. And the presence of Vader, of your father, your former father, is fading. You are moving very fast. And now the air is suddenly cold and faintly sweet. And the light is pink and yellow and orange, like sunset. Without thinking, you reach out and grab onto a metal rod. It bends and holds. You are no longer falling. You wrap your legs around the rod and close your eyes. Below you, 1,000 meters of gas go floating by. Below that, the boiling surface of Bespin bubbles at a steady 6,000 degrees. You hold on to the metal rod and try not to pass out. The Vulcan is speeding into the upper atmosphere. The pink of the sky is fading to navy. Ahead of the ship, there is black, with stars winking welcomely. And out there, somewhere, is Han. Your legs are shaking uncontrollably. Your one hand is gripping the cold steel of the metal rod, a weather vane. But your hand is sweaty, and you're losing your grip. Wind is whipping your face, rocking the flimsy metal vane back and forth. You are framed by the vast expanse of pink Bespin sky. You glance down again. To fall is to die, for certain. You try to summon the Force to accomplish what, you don't even know. But you are spent. Your whole body trembles. There's nothing left. You cannot feel the Force. You can't even feel your feet as they slide farther and farther down the weather vane. Ben! You scream. Ben! It's like calling for your father. The one who acted like your father. Who protected you when you needed protecting. Who taught you when you needed guidance. Ben! But he does not answer. You are alone. And then, as your single hand begins to lose its grip, you feel something. No, someone. Another being who is strong with the Force. You feel this person shining through the field of the Force, like a candle in a dark room. And it is close to you. She is close to you. Leia? You mutter. How did you never feel it before? Leia! And then you hear, Luke! Lesson Sigh, a long distance call. The Force is reality. Everything, from electrons to planets, is made up of the Force. This is why, if you understand it and have trained yourself, you can sense what you cannot see. You can move what you cannot touch. You can speak with those you cannot hear. Do that now. Close your eyes. Meditate for a little while. Then think of someone who is not nearby. Someone who is in another room. Or another country. Or maybe not a part of this world anymore. Reach out to him or her with your mind. Let your thoughts trace their way through the Force. Around the doorframe, over the ocean, past the gateway of life, to wherever this person is. Put yourself beside this person. Speak to her. Smile at him. Put your hand in hers. If you are one with the Force, he will hear you. Really, she is not far away.